K-A-T-O-O. Welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Gunath Cheesh, Hawa Tuxgnusum, Slama. Thank you for joining the conversation. You may also join us via our live stream on YouTube at ktoo.org/JPMLive. Or on KTOO's Instagram and Facebook pages. Conversations for this Wednesday, October 29th. It's Public Media Music Day around the country, and we chat with our local sister stations, KRNN and KXLL, about this important celebration. There is a definite chill in the air today, signaling winter is on its way, which also means it's time to gather your gear and or find some new stuff at the annual Juno Ski Sale. We got the details. Corey Baxter, board member from the Juno Chamber of Commerce, is here to share some updates and events from the chamber. And we begin today with Halloween Night and the Bug Rave and Costume Contest from local music group Magical America. It's the second annual and is quickly becoming a Juno Halloween tradition with artists, musicians, DJs, and more. That's this hour on Juno Afternoon. But so, to get us in the mood, here's a song from Magical America called Clean Girls.
Shake that body, cause tonight will fly. Give me sweet lovin' and I'll be your guy. Drink that drink, here's mud in your eye. Shake it on the dance floor, don't be shy. Give me that sweet hot Alaska pie. Alaska pie, Alaska pie, Alaska pie, Alaska pie. Yeah, sleeping all day, dancing all night. All your friends wanna poke and fight. Take you out mud and fly your kite. Show me that sexy little overbite. Good to be Alaska, cause mine makes right. Dance from your darling in your mind all night. Mine all night, mine all night, mine all night, mine all night. Yours, you got mine. Remember that Billy who wined and dined. Stop up, what's your sign? Are we falling or are you flying? Give it that taste, cause you're mine or mine. Green light, baby, cause it's time to shine. Time to shine, time to shine, time to shine, time to shine. Candy lips, strawberry curls. Nothing on earth like Alaska girls. Take off that bucket, show me your world. Extra tough, that's Alaska girls. Kiss like an angel and flip the bird. Party at the toilet park, yeah, you heard.
Yeah, you heard, yeah, you heard, yeah, you heard.
Yeah, you heard. Like a polar bear when it's icy. Tease me, please me, yeah, you game. Lick that Alaskan candy cane. Hot in the hot springs, take it all off. Melt that ice, show me love. Show me love, show me love, show me love. Show me love, yeah, show me love. And show me France, queen of Finland's underpants. Take me east and take me west. Alaska girls are still the best. Nothing I can find in the whole wide world compares to my sweetheart Alaska girl. Alaska girls, Alaska girls, Alaska girls, Alaska girls.
Yeah, clean version of Alaska Girls by Magical America. This is Juno Afternoon from your community-supported public media station, KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. You can also join us on the live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages. This Friday night, Halloween night, beginning at 8 p.m. down at the Alaskan Hotel and Bar, it's the second annual Bug Rave. It comes from the minds of Heather Mountcastle and Luke Weld, a.k.a., I guess, two-fourths, two-thirds, something of Magical America, a local band. It will feature musicians, artists, games, a costume contest, and more. So basically, when the trick-or-treating is done, the fun hasn't even begun. So I welcome now to the studio Heather Mountcastle. Cheese, welcome.
Hi, Boston. Thank you so much for having us. Pleasure to have you here.
Of course.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh, spooky.
Juno goes hard on Halloween, and so we thought we would add our own addition to that.
Of course.
The bug rave.
And Luke Weld, Cheese, for being here. How are you today?
Doing great, Boston. Thanks for the invitation to be here on your show.
Excellent. We're going to talk all about this, but you can also find more info online at Eventbrite, and I'm assuming also Facebook or some such.
Facebook, Instagram.
You're everywhere.
We're just trying to get it out there.
Okay, so let's start with what is a or the, I don't know which I should put in front, which article I should put in front, bug rave.
A bug rave. Well, you know, about this time last year, or September last year, you know, we were wanting to have some sort of a Halloween celebration involving our group, Magical America, which, if you don't know, it's a bit of rainbow goth electronica, as we like to call it, that we feature throughout our shows. And, so we wanted to kind of be the hosts to a party, kind of bigger than Magical America, featuring Magical America's music. And inviting local artists and businesses to be a part of it, too. So, you know, the theme question came around, and it happened to be Scorpio season last year during Halloween. So the brain just kind of went from Scorpio to let's just be all insect inclusive and do a bug rave. So. And it honestly was such a hit, we had to do it again.
Were you inspired by something you'd gone to before, or that you had sort of like a, because I know this kind of, what did you call it, rainbow goth electronica?
Yeah, that's our genre, I guess we'd like to.
Yeah, I like that. So
it kind of is a mix of things. You know, we've got the rap going on.
Yeah, I heard
sometimes,
that. Yeah.
But we've got quite a spectrum of different sounds.
A lot of synth. Featured.
Synth and, you know, a drum machine is used, which has a variety of heavy to kind of like softer beats. So
and correct me, how many members in the band? Because I know when you were in here in the spring, I think there were four of you.
Yeah, we still have four.
Okay.
That would be Luke Weld and myself. David Shakely on drums, and Jeffrey Trout on guitar.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome. That's excellent. And so back to the question about, so in this rainbow goth electronica world, when you go to events that are other groups that are like that, did you get inspired by this to do something like the bug rave, or was there a different kind of party you've gone to in the past, or something that you dreamed up as a teenager? I'm just curious where this, like, where the seed is from this.
Well, I would say, you know, we have different groups actually that are Alaska based that are, I guess, kind of similar in genre. I'll just give them a quick shout out. Dreamcat.
Sure.
And the Robots up in Anchorage. And we all just kind of focus on things that are simultaneously wholesome and weird. So that, I would say,
is that what I can expect on Friday, is wholesome and weird?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Under black lights.
Under black lights. That's cool. I have the flyer up here for those on the stream, but just can you shout out, it's October 31st, it's 8 p.m. to close at the Alaskan Bar, and it's hosted by Magical America, but tell us a little bit about who else is going to be a party to this wholesome and weirdness.
Yeah, so when people come in at 8 o'clock, they can expect, they'll see immediately Juno Party Animals with a photo booth where throughout the evening, at least one time, which is free, covered by Magical America, you can get a picture taken in the photo booth, have it printed out, and have it in a little nice frame to take home as well. So another, like a cute, like imagine you're riding a roller coaster and you get off and you print that picture after the roller coaster.
And you're doing that for one time for everybody?
For every ticketed guest.
Oh,
yes.
That's so nice.
So, and then guests also can expect like a little small goodie bag of some glow items and that ticket to get the photo op. Raffle tickets and stickers.
That crinkling is me with a version of the goodie bag.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those glow sticks. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And, oh, my photo op. Okay. And then there's some stickers and some other things. Oh, and these are raffle tickets.
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's, so you get that when you
go
in.
So that'll be later in the evening.
Ah, okay. Good, good, good. Okay.
So opening up the Bugrave will be One Man Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of music is that, Luke?
Yeah, what kind of music is One Man Bandit is an interesting question, I suppose. It's and Kyle, if you're listening, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's bug music.
Bug music.
Bug music.
So it fits the bug rave.
It's bug music. So Kyle is going to have a stack of electronics that it's probably going to stretch to the ceiling.
Mm.
And these electronics are going to make all kinds of delightful bug noises that are going to encourage our audience. And if you're doing this in the way that we recommend, you're going to be dressed as an insect of some kind. That will encourage our audience to shake their mandibles and
their thorax, their antennae, whatever they're wearing.
Yeah.
I see. Because costumes as bugs is encouraged.
Yeah.
Because there is, as we said, a costume contest, right? Is it for best bug costume or what?
Yeah. So that'll be later on in the evening, sometime around 11 o'clock. After everybody's just, they've shook loose all of their bug skeleton.
Hopefully not falling off after you've taped it all on for hours and hours. Okay, but let's continue real quick with the other groups that are going to be playing too. So I forgot about,
We've got the Homegrown Electronica of One Man Band starting us out. And then at 8:45, artist Natalie is going to be coming to offer free neon body painting to all ticketed guests. So expect her to be in that back corner. We had a great time with Natalie last year. We're really glad she's joining us again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very fun because it really starts to, the place starts to really light up when everybody is wearing the kind of glow materials.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to have burlesque dancers throughout the event. Starting us out is going to be Scarlet Dragon.
Mm.
And then we're going to have Gams Divine featured as well. And sometime in a surprise moment at the end of the evening, we're going to have Ruby Reckless. So expect that. And
whenever she's ready.
It's sprinkled throughout the evening.
Yeah.
Just in a really great way. So after One Man Bandit, we're going to have our group, Magical America,
mm-hmm.
hit the floor. And to close out the night will be DJ Uncle Flex.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, and it's going to go, you're going all night, basically.
Yes, we're going all night. So Uncle Flex will probably start around midnight and just keep going until everybody.
Until bar close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a great, wonderfully weird event that I think is, especially like if you have kids and you can put the kids to bed after the trick-or-treating and then get yourself out and what did you say? Shake loose your...
Shake your antennae.
Shake your antennae. That exoskeleton.
Uh-huh. So, and do you feel like this is going to become something? I know we said it was the second annual version. Do you feel like you're going to do more?
Yeah, we were inspired to roll again this year because of encouragement from people who had been to the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were getting questions all year round about when's the next bug rave. So, you know, as long as people are interested in dressing as bugs, we're here for it, and we'll try to supply the party.
It's also a great opportunity to hear our now classic song, "It's Good to Be a Bug." Which only gets played at this event.
Only gets played at this event?
Yeah, yeah.
Only at this event. So
where did you come up with that song? Was it inspired for the first version of this?
It was, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is a song that we wrote for the first version of Bugrave, Bugrave 1.
Bugrave 1.
Now that Bugrave 2 has come around, the song will be taken out of the vaults.
I love it.
So you want to make sure to put on your glow sticks for that one. It's good to be a bug.
And we'll play that right before the traditional bug parade.
Right before the bug parade.
Oh,
exactly.
There's a bug parade.
There's a bug parade.
You failed to mention the bug parade. When does the bug
parade
happen?
There's just so much going on, Boston. It's hard to cover it. Yeah, so the bug parade is going to be happening right before the costume contest, so around 11 o'clock. So kind of we'll have that, the party prize and costume, definitely audience involvement feel around that time of night.
So. Okay, and where do we find out information and tickets for the bug parade? Where do we go best?
If you have Instagram, we've got it in our bio link. You could also Google Bug Rave on Eventbrite. That would be successful.
Bug Rave 2.
Bug Rave 2, the second annual. And you could also probably Google Bug Rave at this
Bug
point.
Bug Rave Juno, I'm
Bug
sure
Rave
it's in,
Juno,
the, in and, the system.
And it will surely pop up. So this is a 21-plus event. It's at the Alaskan Hotel and Bar.
Bar. Yeah.
So.
And you mentioned your Instagram. What is your Instagram?
Magical America.
Just Magical America. And where else can we follow Magical America?
We've got, I think, 7 singles now out on streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give those a listen, highly recommend that new single, Alaska Girls, to get you warmed up for the bug rave. That's also on streaming services. We have Facebook. We have Instagram.
You got it all.
Yeah, we're working on it. We try to publish as much as possible around town.
Now, with as many songs as you have on the streaming services, does this mean that an album is in the future?
I think that's very likely.
That's very likely. Yeah. That'll be good. Is that like maybe a 2026 like goal, perhaps?
Perhaps, yeah.
Perhaps. I know, yeah, because it's an interesting sound, right? Like, it's interesting. I loved having you all play live last spring. You can go back in the Juno Afternoon Archives and see that during Folk Fest, and because it really needs to be experienced live. But I feel like getting that down, the layers of the music and everything down on, you know, being able to put that on vinyl at home or something and turn out the lights or turn on my black light or something like that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, put on your cockroach costume.
sit in the
dark with a
and just on my back just
with
singing.
With a glass of whiskey and enjoy.
I love it.
Enjoy some fresh vinyl.
It's the bug rave. It's happening on Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Alaskan. You can search Eventbrite Bug Rave 2 or go just to Magical America on Instagram, and they have it linked in their bio. As we go out today, I'm looking at some singles here. We played Clean Girls to come into this interview. Which one of these should I go out with? I have Salute to the Ground Crew, Sunshine City Girl, One Little Promise, or Eyes on the Highway, Way Back, or Desert America? We'll do
Desert America.
Desert America. Okay, it's Magical America hosting the Bug Rave on Friday night at the Alaskan. You can find out more at Eventbrite. Thank you both for coming in. It's so awesome.
Thank you, Boston.
Thank you, Boston.
Here's Desert America from Magical America.
Into the city at night. I thought it would rain, but it never did rain. I saw the cars shiny as if they had come straight from factories. I saw the clouds hanging in the sky. I saw my mom and dad in the trees. Full of lovers, I lifted up a ladder full of desert.
is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. That is the song Desert America from Magical America, my last guest that we're here in the studio. And it's a fitting song to play because we're supporting local music and local musicians. And this theme of this year's 6th annual Public Radio Music Day is Live, Local, Essential. The website at noncommusic.org, which is where you can go to find out more, says the day highlights the vital role public media stations play in communities across America. Local stations connect their communities, bolster musicians and music economies, especially in support of live performances, and play an essential role in preserving regional history and culture. And here at KTOO, we have two music stations in addition to KTOO News. There is KRNN 102.7 and 103.1, and KXLL 100.7 and 101.7. And to honor this day, we have Katie B., a volunteer DJ, and oh so much more. Katie's been around KTOO and public media and public radio for many, many years. Thank you, Katie. And good cheese for being here.
Yes, we're in the decades now.
I didn't want to quite say decades, but... and then we also have one of the newest members here in the KTOO family. It's Kelly Icardi. She is KXLL's community engagement producer, who has just come off an awesome event, the Zombie Walk, last Saturday, in the spirit of Halloween. Gunachish Kelly, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So it's really interesting to talk about the idea that they were saying in there to support live performances. And Katie, I know one of the biggest things that KRNN does is the Folk Fest, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us how important that collaboration has been over the all 50 years or so?
Well, it's incredible, really. You know, you think that if you can't make it to the Folk Fest, you can listen to the Folk Fest on the radio or online. Or you now, of course, you can see it, the live stream on your computer and hence also your television. So really, that ability to have local DJs also in the hall, kind of, you know, giving some public service announcements and kind of guiding people through like what's happening on the stage, kind of painting the picture for an audience who may not have the energy to go every night, or maybe has really little kids, or maybe you just broke your leg and you can't make it.
Yeah, it's such a cool thing that the DJs on KRNN do that hosting every year. And there is a variety of DJs. I can't remember exactly how many there are in KRNN, but there's a bunch. And y'all have like different styles and you have different shows. And tell me a little bit about the joy of KRNN and what it offers to the community.
Well, I think it's just this direct connection from, you know, one of our voices, our curated selection of music we can play for you as taking requests via online or give us a call in the studio at 907-586-1212. And you have this interaction with sometimes you even have a sort of spontaneous playlist that comes about just through the listeners who are so excited to be able to listen and connect and hear that familiar voice, you know, this person you know from the grocery store or from T-ball or from whatever, hey, also a volunteer DJ. And it's just a really beautiful thing. The other cool thing is sometimes you're in there, it's weird too, because you're by yourself in a studio talking to yourself, sometimes it feels like. And then you have somebody come up to you at Eagle Crest or again at the grocery store or at some community event. Hey, I heard your show the other day. Just loved it. It was so much. Thank you so much. You know, we listen all the time. You're like, oh, this is why we do this.
Well, it seems like KRNN is like the true spirit of a community radio station.
Yes.
Because I know there's like a jazz show on Sunday and there's like, you know, you got a rock and roll show. Now Jane Hale's doing a Celtic show on Sunday morning now.
Yes, yep. We have Take Five with Robert Sewell from 7 to 9 on Sundays. And he also does the late shift then. So he's 9 to 11 as well, a whole nother thing. Jane Hale is doing a thing with Celtic music on Sunday mornings, which is just wonderful.
It's so fantastic,
You have, of course, stalwart Ricky D, who he does his Throwback Thursday every Thursday from 10 to noon. Carolyn Miner and I co-host Stormy Weather. Tonight, Carolyn will be in the chair on KRNN from 7 to 9, and she'll play Americana, singer-songwriter, some rock and roll. Our kind of specialty is new music. I'm constantly trying to find new artists and brand new music from old artists, as it were, to kind of mix things up a little bit. So we have new music with room for your old favorites. You have Paul Paramore in Leesville, who do Monday, I think, mornings. We have Trish Custard, who does Fridays from 8 to 10. Mondays, we have John Silverstone from 8 to 10, who does his own kind of production and kind of a unique sound there. I know I'm probably not mentioning
some
people.
Oh, there's so many.
I'm always really impressed by just what people come up with. The Hyfe, Thursdays from 5 to 7. Ron Heinz, who is before us on Stormy Weather from 5 to 7 on Tideline. Sarah Cohen, one of our younger DJs now on Mondays from 5 to 7 doing Tideline. So it's just a really vital and vibrant thing. And the other cool thing I want to get in here is that for the first time, if you're listening to KRNN, whether it's one of our shows or something you're hearing on Folk Alley or one of the syndicated programs like Beale Street Caravan, you can get right onto KRNN.org, click on playlist, and you can see exactly what is being played in real time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is a big thing because I think, one of the things we get called about the most, which is, hey, what was that song that played at 5 o'clock on Thursday or whatever? Yeah.
And now I've learned also that if, say, you hear my show and you're wondering, gosh, Kate, I really would love to see that playlist, I can actually pull it up after the fact and I can get it to you.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and the eclectic music over on KRNN is so awesome. Last night I tuned in and it was the country.
Lori.
Yeah. Cropley's country classics.
Sure.
And I was just like listening to Take This Job and Shove It and all kinds of cool country music.
Yeah, so weekdays you pretty much can count on a KRNN DJ between 5 and 7. Mm-hmm. And then we have a brand new guy starting tomorrow night, Thursday night from 8 to 10, Kevin. So lots of options there for local DJs.
Again, we're talking about it's Public Radio Music Day, and so we just want to shout out our music stations here just for a minute in case you haven't tuned into them before. And the other station that we have here at K2O is KXLL, which is like alternative. How would you describe KXLL, Kelly? What's the music vibe over on KXLL?
Yeah, alternative is great. I would say it's technically classified as a AAA station, which is like adult alternative. Oh, geez, not association, but there's a third A for something. But kind of like indie things that are like maybe heard on a college radio station, for example, that kind of makes its way to the little bit older crowd, the millennials.
The millennials. Yeah, it's funny because I feel like sometimes we think of KXLL as, you know, radio stations are pegged in terms of age groups. Mm-hmm. But I don't think as like my generation, we still rock, you know, we still rock out. We still like alternative music. I mean, we were listening to alternative music back in the 70s, even though, you know, it's a little bit different these days. And it seems like alternative or adult contemporary has a wide range of sound. And so give me an example of like a variety of songs that we might hear on KXLL from what to what.
That's a very good point, because alternative does kind of like cover
such
a lot
of
different things. So, for example, we just got in some new music from artists that have submitted to be on rotation, which you can absolutely do, by the way. You can contact us on KXLL.org. But some of them have been like a little bit folkier, like kind of independent artists that are more folky. Then we got this, the latest EP from Goth Babe, which was inspired by the Tongass National Forest, actually. And that one's kind of like dream pop, like shoegaze genre, like kind of just vibey, more electronic type.
Yeah.
And then we've got like Tyler, the Creator, released a new album recently, which is more hip hop. We also have local artists. The Rain Dogs just recorded their album. I do not have that yet. They need to master it and everything like that. But we have some tracks by them. So, and then like Brother Buffalo, who's a duo from the interior. That's really good. Lots of Alaskan artists.
So you're
too.
Focusing on not only the national music, but then Alaska artists as well. I know KRNN does that too.
Of course, and that's I meant to mention that.
Yeah,
we love to have guests in the studio. As a matter of fact, you know, like Josh Fortenberry, for example, or Ani Bartholomew, if they've just come out with something new.
They're definitely on there. And, of course, we have them on Juno Afternoon sometimes as well. But the place to find all that good music is on KRNN and KXLL. It's so awesome that we're able to have three radio stations here, public radio stations in Juneau that are supported by your donations, of course. It's not really what this is about today. It's really more of a shout-out because it is National Public Radio Music Day. You can go to the website noncommusic.org, and they have more info on all that kind of information.
And one of the things that we did discuss over the membership drive is that we do know that more people are listening to music instead of the news, because sometimes the news is really hard to listen to.
It's more music than before.
I mean.
It's great because like the idea, I've had people describe it where they're like, they'll wake up, they'll listen to Morning Edition, they'll tune over to KXLL, you know, for some rock and roll, get their days going. They'll tune them back over to KRNN because in the afternoon I was listening today on my drive out. There's some classical music going, Performance Today every afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then on your drive home, you can listen to the news real quick and then pop over and listen to one of the live DJs on KRNN. It just gives you such a variety. And then you can end the night with more KXLL if you want.
and we're so lucky
to have that in this community.
Yeah, it's so cool. And Kelly, I do want to make sure we shout out, you have a show that you do.
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right after Juno Afternoon. Every day you turn over to KXLL at 4 o'clock. And you've got guests on, you've got new music that you play, you've got all kinds of things going on. What's on your show today?
Yeah, we're going to have Colette Costa from the Nickelodeon Theater in to talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show, because they're showing it. They showed it last weekend and this weekend for Halloween, and it's the 50th anniversary. So I hadn't seen it until I saw it at the Nickelodeon a few years ago. So I'm going to chat with her. But I do want to shout out some of our volunteers, because we do have some new KXLL volunteers
as
well. We have Jesse that was on this morning from 8 to 10. We have Aaron on tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. And Maya is on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9. And then we've got a few more that are going to be in training in the next few weeks here. So there's going to be a lot more voices, a lot more vibes, because I can't cover them all by myself. So
no,
I'm really excited
not.
To have other voices on there.
It's volunteer-run radio stations. It's awesome. It's so cool. Kelly Icardi, thank you, DJ Kelly, for coming in from KXL. You can go to KXL.org. And, of course, KDB representing today all of the volunteers, all the awesome volunteers and DJs over on KRNN.org. You can tune in live on the radio, or you can go to their call letters. KRNN is 102.7 or 103.1, depending upon where you are in town, and KXLL is excellent radio at 100.7 or 101.7. Thank you so much, Gunnar the Cheese, for both coming in. I'm going to play a little something, classic standard, perfect person to represent National Public Radio Music Day. Here's a little bit of Buddy Tabor. Thank you for coming in. Gunnar the Cheese, you two, both of you.
Thank you so much, Boston. Sheesh.
'60s came, the '60s went, but dreams of peace and love were spent. The right attacked, the left had died, the good Samaritan crucified. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but the rich got richer, wouldn't do you no favor. Now baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one in that blinding flash of lights. Ronald Reagan headed to college, took a chainsaw, clear cut the trees, sold her birthright to the Japanese. All we got was computers and TVs. Surfing on the internet, the things you've never found out yet. Drowned in the age of information, whistles withheld from a whole damn nation. Baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one in that blinding flashing light. Just as ain't blind, she can see the daylight of reality. How much a lawyer costs and the rich walk free. Ask OJ if you don't believe. You can get away with murder if you're a billionaire. When you got a lot of money, honey, nobody cares. Now, baby, ain't living right. We'll all be one in that blinding flashing light.
This country's starting to remind me of pre-World War Germany. Feel the hate, the fear, no repentance. Got no mercy, got no tears. Lincoln rolls over in his grave. If he could see these Republican senators today. Now, baby, they living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flashing lights. They want to turn this country into Bosnia. NRA right-wing gun freaks. Take the blood of our precious children. Turn around and spill it into the street. Masturbating with their gun while they're reading Soldier of Fortune. Now, baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flashing lights. The Russians sell nuclear arms to angry Islamic states. You turn around and tell me that there's hope. You spin back around and say it's not too late. Standing in the shadow of Armageddon. Judgment's waiting at the gates of heaven. Now, baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blind.
Tune in Wednesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. for a special radio broadcast of Dracula, written by Bram Stoker, adapted for the radio by Orson Welles, and produced for KTOO by Juno Ghostlight Theater. Grab a snack, sit back, and let your imagination go wild as an all-star cast and crew of local Juno talent enthrall you with this classic tale of horror and love. Again, that's Dracula, airing Wednesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. on KTOO.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com. You are listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. I am joined now in the studio by Virginia Stonkus and Tamsin Peoples. They are here for the annual, it's the 71st at least, I hear on the flyer. The 71st
at least. We're not exactly sure when that started. No one had a firm start date on that.
It depends upon how you mean ski sales.
Right, yeah. It's the ski sale. Gunnith Cheese for being here today. Gunnith Cheese, Tamsin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent. And Virginia, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
So now this, who is this event put on by? Let's start there.
So it's all volunteer run.
Okay.
The biggest contributors and target for this and is being hosted by the Juno Ski Club and Juno Ski Patrol. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year for both of those groups.
Okay.
But it's all volunteers from all those from both of those different organizations and other folks too. You don't have to be part of those groups to be a volunteer.
So it's and it benefits the things that you all do throughout the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just get the details out. This is Saturday, November 8th. So you've got a little bit of time. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend, which gives you an opportunity to get your gear together. We'll talk about it in 1 second. It's at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Centennial Hall. excuse me. There is an admission of $7. 12 and free are under. 12 and under are free. Not 12 and free are under. 12 and under are free. And there is a door prize, which is kind of cool. So let's, now that we got the details out, people have time because, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, I said the chill is in the air, right? The chill is here, and we can definitely feel like winter is coming.
Yeah, snow's so, creeping down the mountain.
Snow's creeping, so it's really time to start thinking about this,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, Virginia, we got to start thinking about gathering the gear we want to maybe sell and then things that we maybe need to supplement and get at the ski sale. How does it work?
That's exactly right. I mean, part of it is when you have gear, kids grow. That's one thing that is the reason. And it's when you want to keep skiing, it's an opportunity to get perfectly good gear that just happens to be you want to be able to pass it on to others who are interested in skiing and then possibly, again, have the same opportunity to outfit your kids
mm-hmm.
with good gear. We do have experts who will be there to assess the gear that's coming in to make sure that it is safe.
That
is something that and if anyone needs assistance on sizing, measurements, advice and counsel on what type of gear, they will be available. You can try it on. You can check it all out. But the number one issue that we are concerned about is health and safety on the mountain. And that's what this is all about, is to give people opportunities to safely get on the mountain and learn everything they possibly can about being safe during their ski journey.
So no gear sold, all the gear sold will be checked, is basically what
Absolutely.
You're saying.
Yeah. The technical equipment like skis, the bindings will be looked at, the boots. We don't accept straight skis, which are kind of the older style, or kind of their rear entry boots, which basically if your gear is older than 15, 20 years, probably isn't going to pass the safety check.
So now I know that the event takes place on a Saturday, but there's things you have to do in advance. Let's go over that.
Yeah, so folks that want to consign gear, so bringing your gear in to sell, you can bring it in on Thursday evening and Friday evening to Centennial Hall, and then as well as Saturday morning first thing, and you'll fill out a consignment form. You can actually print out that consignment form from the website ahead of time and bring it in, or you can fill it out in person when you bring your stuff in, and you'll say what price you're asking for the equipment or the gear, and we have a minimum of $10, and then we give you the kind of the carbon copy of that form. We take the gear, we put it out on display, make it look really nice. And then after the sale, you come back and you see what's sold and what hasn't, and pick up the stuff that hasn't sold and take it home.
Okay.
Or and then your check for what did sell.
Yeah.
So.
And I saw on the note here, the minimum sale price is like $10. So you're not putting up $2 mittens or anything like
that. No, you can say things can be up for donation, but there's still minimum dollars. 10. So you can say, like, if you don't want it back, you say it's worth $10, and we just say it's a donation, so those funds can go to Ski Patrol or
and
Ski School.
What are the items that people typically, over the last 70 or so years, I think that's really funny that we don't know exactly, but it's basically a ski swap, right? This is like a swap. It's like a swap meet where you're exchanging things, but you're just doing it with cash as opposed to like trading things, right? But,
yeah, it takes the kind of hassle out of trying to post your own stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not just ski gear. Of course, snowboarding gear, cross-country gear, and almost any outdoor gear. We've had bike trailers and Yakima roof boxes come in.
Hockey gear.
Hockey gear is a big one, and figure skating. We just ask that it's clean and in good condition when it comes in.
So in essence, even though it's called a ski sale, this is what I was trying to get at, is it can pretty much be any of your winter items.
Or just outdoor gear, too.
Or just, it could be like a nice big jacket.
Like, oh, yeah.
You get a lot of clothes?
Lots of good clothing and outdoor attire. Layers and sweaters, pants, workout gear, all that stuff.
Okay. And you have all ages of stuff, right? Because that's a big one, as Virginia was saying, is like your kids start growing up, you need to get stuff for the 14-year-old. They were 10 and now they're 14, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, lots of kids' clothing from little baby onesies all the way through adults. So,
baby onesies like snowsuits and
stuff?
Yeah,
it's adorable.
That's too cute. Oh, I love that. And then, so I want to also make sure you shout out your sponsors here that you have. Tell me a little bit about the door prize and the other folks who are helping out this effort.
One of our major partners, of course, is Eagle Crest. Mm-hmm. And one of the distinctions I wanted to make is between the ski club and the ski school.
Yeah.
Is Eagle Crest offers the opportunity for kids to get on their skis and learn how to ski. The ski club takes it to the next level then and starts for those who are seriously considering and wanting to get to know more about the mountain, more about the techniques of ski racing. That's where the ski club comes in.
I see. Okay.
But we are joined at the hip, and the ski patrol is for both.
Right.
We couldn't, neither of us, neither Eagle Crest nor the ski club would exist if it weren't for the ski patrol to making sure that the mountain and we are all safe.
Yeah, so. This is our only, for ski patrol, it's the only fundraising event of the year. All the materials, equipment, and training that the patrollers need, this is where we get a lot of that.
Okay.
And Eagle Crest has very kindly donated a full season's pass as a door prize. So anyone who comes in with admission, you'll have a place to write your name and your phone number on your ticket. And as you're leaving the event, you just put that ticket into a box and you could win a season's pass.
And everybody knows that's a pretty valuable item.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is,
yes,
that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, again, I just want to reiterate. So, the ski sale is on Saturday, November 8th from 10 to 1 at Centennial Hall. But there are days that you can drop off your equipment and you have enough time to get your gear together this weekend after Halloween.
Right.
Once you're recovering from your sugar high, you can get your items together. And remind us of those one more time.
It's to drop gear off. It's Thursday the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. We will be there to gather and assess and tag your gear. Friday afternoon is 4:30 to 8:30. same thing. And then Saturday morning, before the sale itself, it's 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But if you can get there before the day of the ski sale, it gives you more time to go through and take a look, and gives us more time to make sure everything is in place. So when we open those doors, it's full court press.
Absolutely. So. And Tamsin.
Yeah. And then we're also, Southeast Alaska Food Bank will be there as well to accept donations.
Oh,
so
excellent.
With the government furlough and shutdown, there's a lot of folks that are utilizing this resource. So if you have the capacity and ability, they're looking for any canned food or shelf-stable materials, pasta, peanut butter, canned fruit, beans. Every little bit helps. So
yeah.
If you can grab a can on your way out the door when you come in on Saturday, they'll be there to accept those donations.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Gunnar Cheese, for you both coming in today and telling us about it. Where can we follow both the ski club and the ski patrol?
Ski patrol, we're just on the mountain. So if you see someone running by in a red jacket, you can just wave hello.
You don't have like a website or nothing?
No.
No Facebook group?
We have the National Ski Patrol, but nothing for Juneau.
All right. And then,
if people want more information on from what we just talked about, JuneauSkiSale.com gives more information for what's going to be happening during the weekend.
Oh, excellent. So. You got a whole website for it. JuneauSkiSale.com. That's where you go.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Virginia Tamsin. It's really a pleasure to meet you both and to see you here in the studio. And get your gear together, people.
You got it.
Start digging.
Start digging.
And do your snow dances.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
thank you
so much.
Thanks. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Community advocates on the south side of Chicago are transforming 9 acres of abandoned, once polluted land into the Green Era campus, a hub for urban agriculture and renewable energy. Erica Allen is co-founder of Green Era Sustainability and CEO of the Urban Growers Collective, both of which are project partners.
Our campus approach is to sort of learn, teach, demonstrate, and generate capital to really be successful financially without extracting from people or the environment.
This year, the group cut the ribbon on its first major project, a large anaerobic biodigester. The system takes food waste that would otherwise decompose in landfills and emit climate-warming gases to the atmosphere. As it breaks that food down, the biodigester captures those gases instead, carbon dioxide for use in the concrete and beverage industries, and methane that's sold as renewable natural gas. In the process, the system also produces fertilizer that helps community gardens grow healthy, local food.
And then there's the social dimension, of course, that our young people are growing up with this kind of innovative tech and this approach in their backyard, as opposed to it being somewhere else.
So this investment in green technology is also an investment in the community's future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hansen Gress. Ka eat with the shu yi, we ka shuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakaya ha ani kak gunish cheese.
You are listening to Community Supported Juneau Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juneau, 91.7 Juneau Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. Also streaming on KTOO's YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages. I am your host, Boston Christopher, on this spooky week. Joining me now in studio, I have Juneau Chamber of Commerce President of the Board, Corey Baxter, to chat a little about what's been going on and also what's coming up next at the chamber. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you in here today, Corey.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's excellent. And we've been having Ben Brown come in the last few months.
Yeah.
But you're the new president of the board.
Yep, I'm newly elected, less than a month. So Ben's now past president. And then we'll have Alec Mesdeg will be the president-elect for next year after my term.
And coming up one of these months, we'll also meet the new executive director.
Yep, Becca Parks.
Yeah,
yep, we'll get her
Parks.
In here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That would be wonderful to have her in and talk about her role and what she's looking forward to working on. So everyone knows the Chamber of Commerce. Let's dive right into it. What's been going on? I know you gave out some awards recently or something.
Yeah, definitely. So we just had our annual dinner, which is a black tie event. That was on October 11th. The theme for that was For the Health of It. We were celebrating Juneau's healthcare industry, and Our main sponsors were the Bartlett Hospital, Search, and Airlift Northwest. Mm. And the awards we gave out this year, we give out three awards. Lifetime Achievement Award went to Craig Dahl. He's been with the Chamber for quite a few years as our executive director, and then he moved on to the city. He's working for the city now as a special projects guy for the Eagle Crest.
I love it when you get a title like Special Projects Coordinator, because it could mean anything.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. And then we had Citizen of the Year Award went to Carl Yucatel. He's the director of Harbors, and he also started up the Navy League here in Juneau, which helped bring the icebreaker Storrs to Juneau to get stationed here in Juneau.
Right.
So that was a big part of what he did this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Business of Distinction Award went to Alaska Seaplanes, which we all know is a huge part of Southeast and does great work.
I don't think we could survive without Alaska Seaplanes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Excellent. So. Awesome. That's really cool. And so that was the business dinner that happened recently.
Correct.
That's cool. And then you've got some stuff that's coming up, right?
Yep. So obviously we have our weekly luncheons on Thursday. So tomorrow at noon at the Moose Lodge, we'll be having a discussion on the ranked choice voting with guest speakers Rebecca Braun and Murray Walsh. They will provide insight into how the system works and explore its potential impacts on the elections. And then the following week, we'll have Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Andy Story just giving us a legislative update.
Right, because that's coming. It is coming up soon.
Right.
We have a couple more months before the legislature begins again. But you have your – every Thursday you have a lunch, right? And these are open to anybody who wants to go?
Yes, correct. Open to the public. And they can go to our website, junochamber.com, to you can pay for a lunch as a member or non-member, and then there's also a smaller fee if you just don't want to have lunch. You can just go and watch and listen to the
talk.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, cool. Correct. And it sounds like the next couple of weeks are important ones about elections and also about the legislature.
Correct.
Love it. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, cool. What else is happening?
So we'll be having our annual board of directors retreat coming up November 19th. We'll be talking about our priorities and what we'll like to accomplish in the coming year. And then following that, we'll start getting into the legislative season, which the Juneau Chamber helps the Alaska Committee organize and put on the annual legislative welcome reception.
Oh, yeah,
sure. Yeah, which will be January 20th. And usually over 700 people attend that. It's a huge event. It's catered. And it's a great event that the Alaska Committee puts on.
Kicks off the legislative season.
Yeah.
So tell me, when you're talking about your retreat and you're going to think about the things that are going to be coming up, how do you, as the board president, I guess this is your big job now, is to wrangle everybody together and try to figure out whether you're going to change some of the priorities you have or whether you're going to expand on them. How do you think about that? What do you think is going to happen in this next meeting here?
You know, it's hard to tell. We've got some new board members. I'm really new to the board. This is mm-hmm. only my second year.
They put you in charge already? Wow,
yeah,
you must be doing something right.
Yeah, I was a little surprised myself. I can kind of give you an idea of kind of the priorities we have for 2025. I don't know if a lot of these will get changed or not,
mm-hmm.
but I'm an infrastructure type guy, so I can kind of give you what we supported last year or for 2025.
Sure.
Obviously, the North Douglas Crossing, the U.S. Coast Guard Icebreaker, supported that coming to Juneau, Capital Access, Cascade Point, you know, any type of access to Juneau, the road out of Juneau. Type deal. The fifth dock, Auk Landing project. We support the Centennial Hall Capital Civic Center, getting that built. So
how do you deal? Because I know some of those things you just mentioned, and this isn't necessarily a news program, but I'm just curious, like in terms of because sometimes there's critique of these or there are concerns about what might be happening, not only from residents, but from other business members as well, right?
Yeah.
So, but I know the Juneau Chamber is about promoting the healthy economy of Juneau, right?
Yep,
that's kind of the idea.
Yep.
And so a lot of these priorities that you have fall into line, at least in the thinking of the Juneau Chamber, that those are the things that are going to help that economy grow. But how do you deal with some of the backlash, or how do you deal with criticism about, or maybe you're so new in the role, you haven't had to have that yet, but I'm just curious, yeah. Like, what happens when you say, yeah, we don't want a fifth dock, or, oh, we don't want a crossing, we don't want a this or a that. You know, there's just people who have the thoughts about that. Do you have forums? Community forums where you talk about some of this stuff?
Yeah, so we could do forums like that. You know, usually like when we do a forum, we'll bring in the side that doesn't support the project and then the side that supports it, kind of get yeah. all the facts and yeah. information out there. I haven't personally had anybody come up to me yet and say, hey, you know, we don't support this or we support it. So I guess I'm lucky in that aspect of things. But
now that you're the yeah. president, that might change.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Probably after this interview will probably change.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just interesting. But I love the idea of having at least getting the word out and having both sides available to talk about it.
Correct.
Because I think there are ways, positive and negative, that all of these things can impact Juneau. And I think it's just good for people to be informed, which is what you're trying to do too, right?
Correct.
You're trying to, as the Juneau Chamber, inform people. And so you feel like you've done some of the research or some of the due diligence to say, okay, these are the things that we are standing behind as the Juneau Chamber that we think will help the economy of Juneau in the long run.
Exactly. Help the economy, help the businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That type of stuff, yeah.
I see. Okay, cool. And so what are you looking forward to in your term as president? Is it a one-year deal?
It is a one-year deal. You know, we have a new executive director and a new executive assistant. And so I think we're just kind of looking to get everything back going in line and moving forward. I don't know if I'm looking for any type of big changes right off the bat.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep the organization going in the right direction.
I love that. Corey Baxter, president of the board, new president of the board, along with Becca Parks, who's the new executive director. We'll have her in here soon. It's the Juneau Chamber. You can find out more about everything that's going on at the chamber at junochamber.com. Corey, I really appreciate you coming in today. We'll see you next month.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to go out with a little bit of our stories here on National Public Music Radio Day.
Listen to the stories. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from my history, but not of how we go back, 'cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle, complete is you and me, and we'll fill it with love, and we'll fill it with joy. First Alaskans, my first Alaskans, my first Alaskans.